If you want to follow the agenda, call the meeting to order.
Okay. That's 1 p.m. on January the 22nd, 2021, of a special meeting regarding bargaining group for the fire department, and we'll also have some discussion for the police department for a possible up-and-coming police levy. So at this point in time, I'd like to call a meeting to order. I'd like to dispense with any previous discussions or anything, and if we could have a roll call, please.
Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fleshman?
He'll be in shortly, he said.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
We do have a quorum.
Okay. Trustee Alex, could you would you be so kind as to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us, please?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, sir. On new business,
Mr. Fleshman just joined the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What we will do at this point in time, for me, the meeting is to get to form our groups to negotiate our up-and-coming meeting, our fire department labor contract. And is there anyone on from the fire department at the moment here?
Yeah, Mr. Horn, this is Ron DeLozier, Local 14.
Ron DeLozier?
Yes, sir.
Lovey, do you want to go out of order?
Well.
And do you want to do motion to suspend?
Well, I guess we'll just go ahead with the, we're on here. Shouldn't take too long. Is there anyone else on with you, Mr. DeLozier?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Well, what we want to do for today, we're not going to try to do any negotiations or anything today. Essentially, what we want to do is to get our groups formed here to have our discussion. And I'd like to see, Mr. DeLozier, if you could get your folks together, whoever you want, to assist you. And we'll try to get a date set for a little further discussion. We're not going to try to do any negotiations or anything today. This is a little more, I guess we could answer a question or two, but essentially what we want to do is just try to get our groups formed. And I had spoken with, without there's objection from the trustees, I had agreed to meet on behalf of the township and ask Mary Reinhart, fiscal officer, to attend with me to answer any questions relative to expected income and things of that nature, and was also going to get with Chief Welch, Chief Jim Welch, Fire Department Chief, to get his input on the up and coming negotiations. And is there any objection from the trustees in the, from that respect?
Working to try to put the revenue together to see what...
I'm sorry, Mr. Alex, I can't hear you very well there. Can you hear him all right? Would you go ahead, please, and repeat that?
Yes,
I'm just confirming that you're going to have internal meetings to kind of put together our budget projections and discussions. If there's no, it's not external, it's just internal stuff, correct?
Am I understanding that you want to be on the committee?
No, I'm just asking that it, the meeting that you are having is just internally. There's no external partners involved with that.
That's correct.
Okay.
So are you okay with that committee I have?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Mr. Fleshman, you're on.
He's not, you're not muted, Mr. Fleshman, on here.
Okay. Speak up, Mr. Fleshman, when you get online, okay? I'm going to carry on a little bit here. So, basically, that's what we wanted to do, and we'd get with Administrator Potcher and maybe Mary and Mr. Delosier to see when they think or if they're able to set up. If possible, I'd like to be able to set up a little negotiation type meeting with the with Mr. Delosier and his folks, as well as the township folks here within probably the next week or a little more. So would you want to try to work out a date with everybody there, Mr. Potts? And
yeah, I'll work out a date to have everyone. Now, who's on your list?
Would be Mr. Delosier and, of course, myself and the trustees and Mary and Mr. Welch.
So you are representing the trustees?
Correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Welch and Mary would be for the trustees. For the
Delosier, Reinhardt, Welch, and Horn.
Correct.
Okay.
And if Mr. Delosier has other people that he wants to add to his group there, feel free to do so, Ron. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I have one or two people to add to the list.
Okay. All right. Well, that's basically what we want to do. We're just going to keep this short today, and I guess just consider this a little kickoff to the negotiation. What I'd like to do is have information back from you, as well as we'll try to get the information together as best as possible from Mary Reinhardt and that type of thing. And then I guess we'll go ahead and get into talks. I don't know if you want to have anyone from the FOP attend or whatever, and if you do, that's fine too.
No, it'd be the IFF or the OAPFF, not the FOP. We're not the cops.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's about as far as we're going to go with this today here, everyone. Does anyone have any questions at this time?
Do we have?
If not, I'll have an adjournment on that section. We do have the police on this agenda, so.
Ralph, you had agreed to let Catherine have a few minutes?
Say that
you
again.
You said you agreed with Catherine having a few minutes. She called in.
Can you?
Catherine. She was calling in.
Oh, won't she call now?
She's in.
Oh, okay. There were some requests here. If you want to take just about 5 minutes. Is she online there now?
I think so.
Well, there was some discussion about having an attorney involved in this, and the attorney has... her name is Catherine. What was her last name?
Burgett.
Sergeant, okay.
D-U-R.
Virgin, okay.
Yeah, D-U-R-G-E.
And she was asked if she could have about 5 minutes of her time to kind of explain her situation and negotiations and that type of thing. So, Catherine, if you're online there, maybe you could take up about 5 or so minutes there and do a little explanation. We're not going to make any decisions on anything today. As I told you in our phone conversation there yesterday, we were going to try to start this process here, and it'll probably be, well, any assistance or anything we need from you, we'll have to get back with you when we have some more decisions made. So that'd probably be a little while here, a week or so, a week or 10 days, maybe something like that. So if you'd like to spend about 5 minutes, you could go ahead right now, okay?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful. So, like you heard, my name is Catherine Burgett, and I am a labor and employment attorney with Frost Brown Todd. I practice exclusively in the areas of labor and employment. Most of my time is spent in labor relations and collective bargaining for both public and private sector employers in Ohio and in Indiana. I work very closely with a team of folks who combined have over 50 years of experience in negotiating collective bargaining agreements. And I've been chatting with folks, just thinking about ways that we might be able to partner with the township to help with negotiations. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, but we can do anything from being behind the scenes, helping to draft the language, to bringing some best practice ideas from other departments and other jurisdictions, to representing at the table during negotiations. And our sole goal is to help you in any way we can should you decide that you would like that. And truly, I am happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Catherine, this is Mary Reinhart. You had mentioned that you have some resources that might help us all regarding statistics for other townships and so forth. And is that something you said? If you can offer that, how long would it take you to put something like that together?
We can usually do a wage and benefit sort of study in a week or so. It's not terribly time-consuming. It's something that we do all the time for departments and jurisdictions. It's updating information and seeing what the best information is out there.
And can you tell us other townships, or can you tell us clients at all? I don't know if you can identify clients, or if you could give us some kind of quantity idea, like townships versus maybe small municipalities or villages.
Oh, my gosh. That would take me a lot of time to dig into and look for the team. Certainly, I can't even quantify the number of townships, villages, cities and municipalities in Ohio and Indiana that we represent.
Okay, so the point is that you do a lot of them.
We do. I mean, I work with a number of Central Ohio. I work with the Southwest Fire District in Indiana, City of Kokomo in Indiana. We work with all of the municipalities in and around the Westchester area.
And then are your offices here in Columbus?
I am in Columbus, so I represent a number of municipalities on the Beltway, sort of around Columbus, and work with them with their bargaining units that they have, whether it be FOP, Steelworkers, AFSCME. We also have a large pocket of work that we do in the southwestern part of the state. It's far flung.
Thank you. I just wanted to have some idea of scope. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Ralph again here, Catherine. Appreciate your input, the information, and it was my pleasure talking to you. You sound like you really have your situation in real good order there and so forth, and I do appreciate you giving us the information and everything here. And we're going to take these different things into consideration here, and probably have another meeting with the trustees and so forth, and we'll get a little more things set up. This is the first group get-together we've had on this, so we're still trying to get everything a bit organized right now, and a couple of people are fire chief, he's out of town for a few days and things of that nature, so we'll be getting back here on this in the next probably 8 to 10 days, so, and we'll converse with you a little more, okay? Thank you very much. So, with that being said, does anyone else have any further information?
Mr. Horn, this is Ari. I just want to go on record with my opposition to us hiring an outside counsel here. Not only do I think we cannot afford this, this is a $30,000 to $40,000 expenditure. I think we all know that our firefighters are the lowest paid firefighters in Franklin County. And for us to bring in an outside counsel to further continue like the practice of us giving them the short end of the stick when they are actually out there as our first responders, I think it's just ludicrous. We know we don't have a ton of money. They've been taking pay cuts for a decade. We were really lucky to be able to give them a raise in the last contract. I think it is much better for us to sit down in good faith with the union and talk through our finances. I know we have good firefighters. They're willing to make concessions when needed. I don't believe that now is the time to ask them for concessions. It is much better for us to come to the table with them, sit down as trustees and management, and talk through them with what we have available and where we can come to an agreement. I don't think we need to spend $30,000 or $40,000 to have someone come in here and try to penny pinch these firefighters that are already getting really screwed by working for us and not having the resources that other fire departments and firefighters have. So I am really opposed to us bringing in anyone else on this. I just want that on record.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Alex. That's so noted. Mr. Fleischman, did you have any comments? He must still not be on, I don't guess.
Is he? Nope, I am now. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes, sir.
For some reason, the audio is not letting me. It goes back off on the computer immediately, so I don't know if it's on my side or whosoever's side. I think that, you know, us starting off right away with hiring somebody is not the best practice. I believe what we need to do is come together with the local union, as we've done forever in the township, get in a consensus of what they're asking, and first try to work with them. Now, I granted that we have a month to do this, but my question is to Ron. Ron, if we are making progress and we are working together and we go over this 30 days, that's not the end of the world, is it?
No, it's not the end of the days. As long as we're working towards an agreement. The only time it becomes an issue is when we're stuck at an impasse and we start to get past that 30 days, then it's time to move to the next step. But we, you know, I've been a part of negotiating collective bargaining agreements for the fire union for the past 12 years here, and it's never taken more than a couple meetings. It's never taken more than a couple meetings when we've taken an absolute loss. We've had pay freezes. We've taken home less money out of contract negotiations. We went from paying none of our pension to paying all of our pension. And those meetings took, you know, those negotiations took two meetings, three meeting stops. The last contract was the same way. It took two meetings for everybody to get together. It's a really quick process. It's nothing crazy. We've never had any kind of outside help. In my time, just because it's, you know, everything's cleared by the township's council and the union's council to make sure everything's done correctly and legally. But as far as arguing and negotiating, it's never been able, or it's never had to go outside of, you know, us sitting across from the table of one another, you know, bargaining in good faith the way it should be.
So what I would, you know, at this point, if I was asked what we would do, I would much rather sit down with the fire department first, and I'm going to say fire department, local union, and see what they want. Now, I have been a trustee for 7 years, and I remember my very first month as a trustee and the union just said, you know what, we know what your budget constraints are, we just want to keep our guys working. And you guys went 8 years without a pay raise?
Nine, three contracts.
So that was 9 years then?
Yes, 9 years.
Okay, so you guys went 9 years with that, and then the last contract was the first time that you gave a raise, and then also changed some things around and made some concessions. So with that being said, I believe that if we get into an issue where the trustees, which we've never been able to work something out before, I don't know why Trustee Alex, you might be concerned that things are trying to be taken away. I didn't hear that. I just heard ring in and compare, you know, to see where we are. I don't know from bringing someone in that was means automatically that we're going to try to, I don't want to use the word you use, but basically to take away from what they already have. So I'm keeping a neutral attitude about it if we were to go that route. But I'm confident that we could probably sit down, as we've always done, hear the union out and see what we can actually work with, because in the past we've been able to do this in two meetings.
Okay. Ms. Ring, anything else we need to add right now? Like I say, the intent is really not to get into negotiations right now, but I think everyone has a fair understanding of where we're at and what we need to do. So at this point in time, if no one else has any anything to interject here, I'm going to call to close the meeting.
Okay, please, Eddie.
You still got something on the agenda, Mr. Chairman?
Got what?
Police levy.
The police levy talk?
On that part of it. Well, that part of it is the fire department is closed. So, okay. Now, at this point in time, we have on the same agenda questions regarding the fire department trying to figure out the best way to, they have a
police,
the police department, I should say. The police department has, in a year or so, has a, their new, or their levy will expire, and we're going to have to figure out what the best resolution is right now, I'd like to see who from the fire department is on. Is Chief Smith, are you online?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Mr. Chairman?
I can't hardly hear for some reason here, Mark.
Just speak up as loud as we can. The speakers aren't very loud.
Yeah, the speakers not seem to come through very well right now, Mr. Smith.
All right.
So why don't, if we could, we'll just carry on from the other agenda here. This is all one agenda, and give your opinions and so forth relative to the levy. We got some talking to do here on it, and I think everybody needs to kind of see what we need to do and try to put this thing together, I guess. So if you'd try to give us a rundown on what your thoughts and everything are, I'd appreciate it now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today we have two resolutions that Mr. Potts and I have solicited from our attorneys. First, I'd like to talk about the status of the police department. We're currently down one officer, one full-time position that we haven't filled. And we're about to lose another one in about a week and a half. And then we have a third one that's in a BWC situation. So it's a loss. We don't know where it's going to end up. So that'll put us down three full-time officers. Lieutenant Ratliff and myself have been filling in the gaps as best we can with everything else going on. One of the issues we have is back in 2017, when we put on this time levy, and I brought this up to the board at the time, that was not going to bring in enough money for where we need to go, and the premise was we would do the best as we can and then look at it in the future. The future is here. According to the fiscal department, we barely may have enough money to get us through this year, but most likely not next year, and certainly not with the services we're trying to provide. So with that said, what I would like to do with the board's approval is replace the timed levy with a permanent levy, and there is a slight increase, and that would allow us to continue providing all the services that we do to our fullest extent. And I believe that the May election is probably the best election for that. Questions?
Chief, this is Ari. I'm wondering, you said providing services at the current level that we have. What would it look like if we just did a renewal and had less, operating at that new level? Like, what would that diminishment of service actually look like?
It would probably be the reduction of probably at least 4 officers. We would go to taking only priority runs. We would not be able to give any attention to any of the opiate issues or the drug houses or really any kind of minor complaint or violation would basically go unheard.
And what would that actually look like in terms of number of officers?
Well, with the reduction of at least 1, that will put us down to 11 full-time, including myself. And if we only do a renewal of the temporary levy, we will go down to at least 7. Most likely, we will have 1 officer per shift. And like I said, we will be taking priority runs only. The county does not have the resources to really pick up the slack. So my thought, Mr. Alex, is we put it up to the voters, and they can vote on the best service for them, and then we will, of course, do as much as we can with what we have.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Fleshman, do you have any comments you'd like to make at this time?
I think that we owe it to the township residents, looking at what the chief has went over with me, an $8 a month raise on a $70,000 home to replace the time levy to allow us to go to full staffing. I think that would be something that we would bring before the residents in a yes or no vote. And do good stewards by at least putting it on there.
So another a levy with another would be permanent with an $8 increase over what we currently have.
Correct.
And the
a month.
My understanding is that at that point in time, if we put that in place, then our temporary or 5-year levy would go away. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we asked the attorneys to provide a resolution not only to put the new levy on the ballot, but also a resolution that if it passes, we take away the time levy a year earlier. That way the residents are not getting double taxed, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
My real problem and struggle here is just the failure of our state to kind of like dramatically cut our local government funds and like our ability to do things. As everyone on this meeting knows, we have a very low income community. We struggled to pass levies, fire, and police in the past. We barely passed the last levy, the fire levy. And before that, there were a bunch of failures. But, I think our residents, their tax burden is much higher here than it is in the city of Columbus or other municipalities because of the continued annexation. I mean, we don't have a real sustainable model for this local government to keep providing the same level of services that our residents deserve because we can't do sales tax, we can't do income tax, and we can only rely on property taxes. And, I think that it's a real disservice to the people that choose to live in this community because they really do deserve great public safety and first responders. To do that, it means we have to spend a lot of resources to do that, to even come close to what the city or other communities do. And it's really sad that we have to keep going back to the residents time and time again, asking for more money from them just to provide the basic level of service, maybe a slight reduction in service. We just asked them to pass a fire levy, which actually increased their taxes but reduced service. And we may see the same thing here, maybe not in the short term, but in the long term with a permanent levy. And in 5-10 years down the road, we'll definitely be asking, we would have to continue to ask for another police levy. We'll definitely have to ask for another fire levy. It's a never-ending cycle just to provide the basic services. We need to be providing so much more and so many more community resources here, and we can't. And I really struggled to be able to say, let's ask the residents for more, and they're going to get less over time. I'm really torn on what to do here because it's not something that I think we should take lightly, but I also think that this is not sustainable for the long-term health of this community. I'm going to say, I will also note that, I don't think we should vote on this today. I think we should hold a public hearing. I think residents need to be engaged. Passing something on a Friday afternoon that residents haven't really been a part of the conversation, even just placing it on the ballot, I think is not in accordance of how the open meeting laws should act. Technically, this is a public meeting, but we should really have a full throated debate on this and hear voices of people in our community. But that's all I want to say.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Just wanted to add a couple things.
Okay.
Just on logistics. The millage would be 7.37 mils for this permanent levy. And in a discussion with Auditor Cinciano's office, that would equal out to $21.50 per month. The current old levy that would be expiring should this pass costs, and that's per $100,000 of value, costs $8.41. The old levy cost $8.41 a month per $100,000 of value. So the difference would be a monthly increase of $13.09, and that's estimates, of course, that were given to this office by the county auditor's office. Logistically speaking, also, if this is to go on the ballot, all the paperwork, the signed, the past resolution, and such has to be delivered to the Board of Elections. I believe it's February 3rd of this month to get it on the ballot. So if you just want everyone to take that into consideration if that's on that timeline. And that's something I discussed and Chief Smith knew as well. So just wanted to add that.
Mr. Chairman, can I speak?
Yeah.
Byron, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Who would cover if you only have one person per shift, which everyone would say is unsafe because there's no backup or they have to call the county. So is that who would back up? Is the county? And what is the time difference for them to respond to a call?
Well, that's going to depend on how many deputies they have out at the time and what their title is.
One, two.
Most likely, we've been in this situation before. Officer
run, just not good. This is Lieutenant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the last time we did it, and I think because we've had a couple incidents beforehand where we got down to such a low staff that the county, I think they've got upset with us, and they actually refused to patrol our area and wouldn't come into our area. So you'd be getting the officers from out in Prairie Township or down in Jackson Township responding to any runs, and they would not respond to an accident, thefts, anything that was a paper run. We also, if we go down to the slope, we have somebody get sick or like pandemic kind of things happen again, we're gonna have to, you know, eliminate a shift here and there, which we have before.
When you have your full staff, is that 16, with including the two administration?
No, that was 13, and we had spaces for up to six part-time officers.
Okay. And what is the, is it a 15-minute wait for someone to come on average from another locale?
It just varies, Mary. It could be a lot longer than 15 minutes. It depends on what their time is, and if they have somebody free.
When they weren't sending anybody and we had only two shifts, you're looking at 8 hours if it comes at the beginning, at the end of the one shift. Because we had, we'd come in the morning and they would be holding the runs from third shift that they would have dispatched.
Thank you.
There's times like they get tied up on injuries and things like that. It's hours upon hours, maybe all night and even into overtime sometimes.
And what's the other alternative as far as if we were to, we already have an agreement with Columbus, but what would happen if we were calling them more? Would they be able to respond? Do they have the capacity? In other words, do we really have alternatives?
No, they're not. We have a mutual aid agreement with the city of Columbus. The only runs that they're going to mutually assist us with are very high priority runs. They're not going to respond to anything that's basically not life or death.
They're also not connected into our reporting system. Franklin County is connected into the reporting system that we use. So more than likely, Franklin County would come in. So when they took the reports, the same detectives would get the reports and be able to investigate it. Columbus wouldn't take a report in our area.
I think those are important facts for the community to understand that there really is a very low priority right now for if we try to use other municipalities or the county, and that if we don't support this, we are really either putting our current officers in danger with only one person and no backup, or secondly, we cannot take care of crime and it will spread more, because that's what we're seeing happening. As you limit police, you increase crime because people know they can get away with it. So I guess my point is, it's just something I think we really ought to at least get on the ballot. We can withdraw it, but we have until the 3rd, and I think we cannot risk the safety of our neighborhoods by not at least trying to do this. That's all.
Chairman Horn.
Well.
Chairman, we have two resolutions prepared. I believe you should have a copy of them, if not, Mr. Potts does, to get the board's opinion on passing. But I'd like to see both resolutions passed, if possible. One, putting the levy on the ballot, or residents to make their own decision, and two, if it does pass, the resolution taking away a prime levy a year early.
I don't know. My take on it, thoughts on it are, and I don't think, you're going to have too many service people out there, be it fire department or police department. And as we well know, in the last two or three years, the crime rates in Central Ohio and so forth just keep rising and rising. And, all this, for the year 2020, all the talk has been relative to COVID-19 and the problems that we have. And it is, I don't know, I've never lived through a long extended pandemic like this or the number of people passing on. But there again, I've never lived through a time when we have as many deaths, overdose, and drugs and this kind of thing. Totally is, in all my many years, this is the worst I've ever seen drug situations, and I think it's done nothing but have gotten worse since the 2020 emphasis was all put on the COVID-19. Just as a little bit of information, I can see what we're talking about here. On the national news a couple of days ago, I heard that our average death per day in the U.S. is an average of 4,000 deaths per day with COVID-19. And if you really take that and compare it with your drug-related deaths and things like that, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference, honestly, in them. I haven't seen the data on the drug deaths lately, but I know that occasionally I'll see them for Franklin County, and in a three-day period there might be as many as 20 to 30 deaths, and certainly that's not 40 a day, but it's not hay either, really. It's still 20 or 30 deaths in a couple 3 days, and ultimately, I think COVID-19 is going to, we're going to get it whipped. It's going to take a lot of people out, but ultimately we will. But I don't know if the drug deaths and that kind of thing, what percentage. We aren't fighting drugs that much right now. My point is, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And the more bad stuff out there, the more people that get hurt, they get robbed, and all these type of things, and they simply just kill themselves. So I think my opinion is it would be worth putting a little increase out there to try to keep our staff not growing, but stable. I wish we had a few more, the same as I wish we had a few more firefighters, but it is what it is, and I think we made a try with the firefighters to try to get an all-township levy on, and with a lot of interference with some other people that shouldn't have their nose stuck into it. They came around and fought back, and I think our fire services would be certainly cured for a good many years to come had not there been a half a dozen, three or four people that fought it so hard and spent all this money to fight that. And I sure hope that we don't have anything like that happen when we're trying to get money to keep our police department up and running, it's been, we're doing a pretty good job overall, but there's still a whole lot more to do, and we're sure not getting it all, I can assure you of that. So having said that, I'd like to ask for a resolution to put, now it's a 7.37, is that what that is?
Yeah, if you read through this and then down.
Yeah, okay. You want to read a little bit of it there. You don't have to read it all there, Martin.
Okay. This says the Board of Trustees Franklin Township met in a special meeting on June 22nd, held virtually pursuant to Sub-House Bill 404. Resolution to proceed with the submission of the question of levying an additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the purpose of police services pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.19J. Says, whereas on June 14, 2021, the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, passed a resolution declaring the necessity to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the purpose of providing and maintaining motor vehicles, communications, other equipment, buildings, and sites for such buildings used directly in the operations of the police department for the payment of salaries or permanent or part-time police officer communications or administrative personnel to operate the same, including the payment of any employer contributions required under Section 145.48 or 742.33 of the revised code for the payment of the cost incurred by townships as a result of contracts made with political subdivisions in order to obtain police protection for the provision of ambulance or emergency medical services operated by a police department for the payment of other related costs per 5705.19J of the Ohio Revised Code for Franklin Township. And whereas on January 20th, the Franklin County Auditor certified to the board that the millage of an additional levy required to produce $1,450,000 of revenue during the first year of collection is 7.37, 7.37 mils for each $1 of tax valuation based on the current assessed valuation of the township, which is $196,900,740. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, and the rest of it goes on. Would you like me to read?
No, you don't have to read it all.
But it's the board. It's that the board will submit to this 7.37 mils permanent levy in the unincorporated areas of the township going forward. So, and it, so that is the resolution prepared by
the okay. Legal. So I think with that and the conversation there with the chief, I think the trustees, everybody should have a good understanding of what we're trying, or you know, what we're asking to do there. And with that point, I'd like to ask for a resolution for
2021-013.
Okay. 2021-013. Okay. 013. Okay. And this would be on the May primary election. But I have a second on that request.
I will second that.
Thank you, Mr. Flashman. Could I have a call for vote, Mr. Potts?
Okay. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Flashman?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
No.
Two votes for, one vote no.
Okay. Well, the majority carries, so we'd ask the chief to go forward with that.
Now, the second one that the chief brought up would be a resolution of intent to terminate certain township police district levy. So it says, whereas the voters of Franklin Township approved
three police district levies enacted under RC 570519J, one permanent levy for 2.5 mils passed in 1988, one permanent levy for 3.26 mils passed in 2006, and one five-year levy for 4.1 mils passed in 2017, and whereas the purpose of the levies to provide police services to the police district pursuant to revised code section 570519J, and whereas the Board of Trustees anticipate that voters approve of additional 7.37 mil levy for a continuing period of time in the unincorporated areas of the township to be placed on the tax list of the current year 2021 and collected in 2022, and whereas in the May 4th, 2021 primary election, the voters of the township will be asked to approve the 7.37 mil levy, which will be in effect, which will in effect replace the current five-year levy for 4.1 mils. And whereas if the voters approve the 7.37 mil levy in the May 4th, 2021 primary election, it will no longer be necessary for the township to collect the proceeds of the 4.1 mil police district levy previously approved in 2017 by the voters of Franklin Township Police District, and it will be in the best interest of the township and its residents to terminate the levy. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Board of Township Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the resolution be and hereby adopted. The board hereby determines the township that if the township voters approve the 7.37 mil levy for a continuing period of time in the May 4th, 2021 primary election, it is the board's intent to terminate the current five-year 4.1 mil police levy approved by the voters in 2017, and this levy will be removed from the tax list and duplicate commencing in tax year 2021. That is, this levy shall not be collected in 2022, the final year of the levy. Be it further resolved, it is hereby declared that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating to the adoption of the resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of the committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall take effect and be in force from the earliest time provided by law.
Okay. So, having been said there, could I ask for a roll call there, please?
You need to move this resolution.
Oh, we already did.
Motion. No, you need to make a motion if you want to.
Oh, I'd already did. And I Mr. Think? Fleshman seconded it, I believe.
No, that was the first one.
Oh, was that the first one? Okay. Yeah. Okay, having heard that, that would be resolution, what is it, 14?
2021-014.
Okay. So I would ask for a second of resolution 2021-014. Could I have a second on that, please?
I'll second that.
Okay. Could I have a roll call, Mr. Potts?
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Alex?
Yes.
Three yeses, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, Mr. Chief Smith, is there anything else that on the police agenda that we need to look at this moment?
No, sir, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I believe Mr. Potts will get with our attorney for the documentation that we'll need to take down to the Board of Elections.
Okay. Do the trustees have any further information or anything else they want to interject? Okay, having heard nothing.
Are there any questions for the
could
audience?
See if we have any questions online or from the residents, call in or anything.
There's none in the Zoom group chat.
Okay.
There are none that have been sent to my email. Is there anyone in the room that would have a question or a comment?
No. Are you clear on it,
Miss
Mary?
Okay. Great, thank you.
All righty. Well, having nothing further, then I'd ask for an adjournment.
Sir, all you have to do is adjourn. You don't have to have permission.
Okay. Thank you.
You have
adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Doing well, Ralph. You're getting back in the groove.
Back in the groove.
So yeah. Here's these ones she got, so she can do it Monday.
She's got them. Does she have the Word?
She's got the Word documents. Excellent. They were all sent over, so you can prepare those, and then
wonderful.
We can get them. Because I got to take this, which is the auditor's certificate,
yeah.
This, and then I'll let Jim will help us prepare all that. So.
Wonderful. Okay.
And then we'll go out next week sometime.
That's
plenty of time.
Well, that was productive.
And